Two Alaska-based soldiers were killed over the weekend in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense said in a release yesterday that Sergeant First Class Jonathan B. McCain of Apache Junction, Arizona, died Sunday in Kandahar Province from injuries he received from a roadside bomb while on mounted patrol. McCain was stationed with the 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team at Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks. Also yesterday, the Army said 21-year-old Specialist Calvin Matthew Pareda of Fayetteville, North Carolina, died Saturday when his unit was attacked while on patrol. Two other soldiers were injured during the attack, which happened when the unit was hit by an improvised explosive device while on patrol, according to the Army. Pareda joined the Army in March of last year. He arrived in Alaska in August of last year. He was assigned to the 1st Battalion, 5th Infantry Regiment, 1st Striker Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division at Fort Wainwright. His 4,000 soldier brigade deployed for a one-year tour in Afghanistan this past April. There was a distinct public safety theme to a handful of items approved by the Juneau Assembly last night. Members appropriated more than $130,000 in grant funds related to police or fire services. The largest chunk was a $94,000 expenditure that will allow the city to hire two new police officers. City Manager Rod Swope explained that the amount covers the first 6 months of a three-year grant from the U.S. Justice Department.
This grant will fund two police officers for 3 years free of charge, and then we will be obligated to fund those positions the fourth year, and then thereafter if we want to keep them on the force. So the in total, this grant's worth $567,452.
Swope says the officers would be assigned to the Juneau Police Department's downtown patrol.
Which I think, given all the issues that we're having to deal with recently, will really be a good thing.
The Assembly also approved over $6,600 for a software program that will give police the ability to do three-dimensional reconstructions of car crashes. Funding for that item came from the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities grant. Another expenditure of over $30,000 will go to two members of Capital City Fire and Rescue's hazmat team to go to a training seminar in Fairbanks. That item was courtesy of a grant from the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. The Assembly last night also approved a $6.6 million appropriation for continued funding of the Juneau Airport's runway safety project, with $6.3 million that was provided by a Federal Aviation Administration grant. The rest is coming from the Alaska Department of Transportation and Juneau Airport operating funds. Assembly members also approved a climate action plan for the city and borough, which sets a goal of reducing Juneau's greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by the year 2032. The U.S. House returned to work yesterday after a week-long recess and took up a series of non-controversial votes to name post offices after members of the military, some of whom died in battle. Alaska's Congressman Don Young was there along with his colleagues, but he's faced some criticism recently for the number of votes that he's missed this year. Libby Casey has more on the story.
Congressman Young has served in Washington for nearly 40 years and over the decades has been called to the carpet before for missing votes. So last month's article by the New York Times crunching attendance numbers was nothing new. The paper found that Young had the worst record of showing up to vote this year if you exclude one member of Congress with cancer, another recovering from an assassination attempt, and the two running for president. Young had missed 16% of votes, but he says don't judge him by the numbers.
The frustrating thing is they count every vote, and you can teach a monkey to vote. It's easy. Just slip the card in and feed him a banana.
Young points to votes on naming post offices as inconsequential, and he says he's not alone.
Actually, I'm pretty pleased because I believe about half of the members of Congress have missed 10% of the votes this year, too. They're not the only ones, because a lot of these votes, I think, are uncalled for.
Except Congressman Young is wrong. The New York Times shows that only 4% of House members, not half, have missed a tenth of votes this year. And 15 members have never missed a vote, like Republican Frank Lobiondo of New Jersey's 2nd District, who paused in the Capitol to comment after a recent vote.
It's what we're elected to do. We're supposed to make every vote we can. You better have a good reason if you don't make them.
But Don Young says he does have a good reason. Alaska's far distance. Senator Lisa Murkowski has missed only a handful of votes this year, and Senator Mark Begich none. But Young says the House schedule is especially challenging.
I'm 10,000 miles away. I have a district that's bigger than all the land east of the Mississippi. Now think about that for a moment. And I go home a lot to visit my constituents, and I've been in this job a long time.
And during his tenure, Young has deflected past criticism of missing votes. Back in 2001, he had the second worst attendance record in the House. And the following year, he missed more votes than 95% of his colleagues. Despite that, he cruised to victory in 2002. Political science professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Dr. Jerry Macbeth, says missing votes hasn't hurt Alaska's only congressman. He says Young's opponents haven't had success turning criticism of his voting record into results at the polls. But Macbeth says it should matter to Alaskans.
I'm a political scientist. We expect representatives to present our views in front of other members of the Congress. And if they're not there, they can't do that.
Macbeth says, to be fair, he believes Congressman Young does hit votes on issues considered priorities for Alaska. The New York Times pointed out that Young missed a high-profile vote on a major Republican budget priority back in July because it conflicted with a long-planned fishing trip that raises money for a charity named after his late wife.
At least in terms of the New York Times article, the representatives of Congressman Young said he was off raising money to help children. He's also missed a lot of votes because he was attending fundraisers.
Congressman Young bristles at the suggestion that his priorities are out of balance and says he stands by his voting record, which he rates as a B or B+.
I don't apologize for it. I think I'm doing the job for my people. I meet with my constituents. Alaskans understand that. If I was to be criticized for anything, it's probably not going home more than I do.
Alaskans will tell the congressman whether his voting attendance matters to them next fall, when Young says he'll be running for re-election again. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.
Price of gold is bouncing around this morning, currently at $1,780 an ounce. Silver also jinking around a bit in New York spot market trading, currently at $34.53 an ounce. Zinc currently at 87 cents a pound and lead at 90 cents a pound this morning. Pine-sized Juno songstress Anna Graceman, who was honored by the CBJ Assembly last night. The 11-year-old singer-songwriter caught the attention of the nation earlier this year when she made it to the semi-final round of NBC Television's America's Got Talent program. Mayor Bruce Botello read from a proclamation recognizing Graceman's many achievements.
Anna found her musical gift at an early age, singing complete songs at 18 months, performing for audiences at the age of 2, and playing the piano by the age of 4. At the advanced age of 6, she wrote her first song entitled So I Cried, a song based on the experience of her brother being very sick when he was little.
Graceman is performing in Denver this week and was represented at the assembly meeting by her great-grandparents, Roy and Pat Varney. Roy Varney talked about how much Juno has meant to Anna's success.
Juno, with its unparalleled beauty, has provided much of the inspiration for Anna's prolific songwriting.
Varney praised Anna's teachers at the Juno Montessori School for being especially instrumental in her creative development. And if you go online to our website at ktoonews.org, we have a YouTube video of Graceman performing the song Superstar. You're listening to Morning Edition here on KTOO Juneau. It's 6:30, and once again, there is school today, but school buses will be running on snow routes for today. Capital Transit is also running on their winter or snow route for today, and that means no service on Cordova Street, St. Anne's, Franklin, or 4th Street, Davis Avenue, or Lemon Creek Road.